Doing your individual effort for the environment goes a long way, and every little effort counts. As we lose pockets of green spaces in our cities, creating green spaces at home got that bit easier, whether you're a gardener or not. A seed library has opened at Holly Hill, where you can check out fruit, veg and flower seeds for free, with guidance for you to sow and grow them in the garden or at home. I took a trip to the library to check it out and met with Executive Librarian Elizabeth on the new idea.
Our philosophy is to take or borrow, to grow and then to donate. So we ask that you take the seeds from the library, free packets of seeds, grow them. Once the seed has matured, or the plant, sorry, has matured, harvest that seed and then donate a portion of the seed back to the library, and then others can grow and enjoy the seeds again next year. And if people do that, it'll be a self-sustaining initiative. The environment is a huge issue right now, and how to protect it and how, you know, we can all do our bit, and it's just another small step that we can all try and do.
The Seed Library is on a donation basis. The process is as simple as taking out a book. You sign up to the library, check out some seeds, sow and grow at home. When the fruit, veg and flowers grow and provide seeds of their own, you return some of the seeds back to the library. The good thing about growing these means it's free. It reduces emissions from transports of goods, there's no plastic packaging, there's less food waste, and you learn new skills all the while reconnecting with nature.
We have a variety of seeds. We accept fruit and veg and also flower seeds. And so an individual can take out 4 packets of seeds. And if you're with the community garden or a group, you can take out 8 packets of seeds. So it's very simple process, nothing complicated at all about it. So if I open a drawer, you can see there are seeds donated from a variety of people and groups. You have community gardens that have donated seeds. And looking at the variety of seeds here, we've got basil, beetroot. It's a lot of beetroot, yeah, and beans actually. So I'm obviously in the fruit and veg section there. And if you look at the flowers, for some reason we don't get as many flowers as we do fruit and veg. So please do donate flower seeds, anybody listening today. We have cosmos flower seeds, and this packet that I happen to be looking at is a packet that was bought actually from a garden centre. So as I said, we accept seeds from flower centres that have been opened, and you know, if half the packet still remains, that's perfect, you can donate it. We also provide envelopes for people. So if you come into the library and you think you're going to go home and harvest seeds, you can ask the library for the envelopes for that.
The process to grow is really simple, even for someone with no knowledge of gardening. Each seed packet contains information from the previous owner on how and when to sow the seeds. The plus side is you can grow in your garden, and if you don't have a garden, you can easily grow seeds in your pots at home.
On these envelopes then, we ask for a variety of criteria. So we ask you to write down the name of the seed, the variety, who it was collected by, harvested on what month and what year, and growing information such as when was it harvested, where was it harvested, and how far apart to sow. So for example, I have a packet of seeds now in my hand, and the person has written to plant between June and September, plant in well-drained soil, and full sun, and to plant it 1 centimetre deep. So that's all useful information. So the more information we get on the packet, the better for the person who's going to head off and plant it in their garden.
And it's fantastic as well, because on the packet there now you have the person who had the seeds last, how they grew them. The seeds come with a history of their own, but it's also helpful that information is provided from the last person who planted them, so the next person who might not have a knowledge of gardening otherwise are learning themselves as well. And it's useful for new gardeners or people who want to try out a new hobby.
Exactly. I'm not much of a gardener myself. I don't have a garden, but what I do have at home are plants on my windowsills. So I grow aloe vera. It's probably one of the easiest plants, and I have a money tree as well. But my colleague who works here in the library, he writes a gardening blog. It's a monthly gardening blog for gardeners, and you can find that on corkcitylibraries.ie on our website. He himself has a small garden. quite small, he has told me, but what he manages to grow in there, he grows radishes and chard, and he uses that in recipes as well. So he gives great tips in that blog, so do check it out.
The library hosts a number of workshops on gardening and growing seeds to help you on your green journey. You can connect with others, share some tips and learn all you need to get going.
We always hold workshops around different festivals. So for the Lifelong Learning Festival, we had Bethan Lucas from Robinson's Chemical Free Farm. She gave a talk on seed saving and the importance of seed saving. For Heritage Week this year on the 19th of August, we have community gardener Ellie Donovan, and that's at 11 a.m. Again, she'll be talking about seed saving, a practical workshop on how to save seeds from flowers and plants. And every year we do intend to, it is our plan to run seed saving workshops. So probably next year again in spring, when people are setting plants, we'll run some workshop around that. And again, how to harvest seeds will be an ongoing workshop that we hope to run.
For more information on the Seed Library at Hollyhill, visit corkcitylibraries.ie. And Green Spaces for Health for all you need to know on how you can create green spaces of your own at home or with the community.